Dead bodies. An inquiry's been examining how David Fuller was able to commit sexual offences against at least 100 deceased women and girls he offended over the course of 15 years. Sir Jonathan Michael chairs the inquiry.
Failures of management, of governance, of regulation, failure to follow standard policies and procedures, together with a persistent lack of curiosity, all contributed to the creation of an environment where he was able to offend.
A man's pleaded guilty to the manslaughter of two students and a caretaker in Nottingham this year, but Valdo Calacane denies murdering them during a spate of attacks in June. Police in Northern Ireland have started an investigation into the clinical practices of a former consultant neurologist. Michael Watt was recently struck off the medical register. A group of construction workers who've been trapped in a collapsed tunnel in India for more than 2 weeks are just hours from being freed. Rescuers have managed to break through debris to reach them. Michael Gove has apologised to families affected by COVID for government mistakes made during the pandemic.
The families who endured so much loss as a result of the mistakes that were made by government in response to the pandemic. As a minister responsible for the Cabinet Office and who was also close to many of the decisions that were made, I must take my share of responsibility for that.
Mr. Gove, who was Minister for the Cabinet Office during the pandemic, was giving evidence to the COVID inquiry. He's also spoken about how the department was not set up to deal with a crisis like coronavirus. And sport, former England defender Phil Jagielka has retired after more than 700 professional games in a career that spanned 24 years. That's the latest. I'm Victoria Lawrence.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Many thanks, Victoria. Well, a lot brighter than yesterday, but for about now, the temperature will start falling from today's high of 6 to 0 overnight. The good news is that it should again be sunny tomorrow, but at just 4 degrees, pretty darn cold. And looking further ahead, we can expect outbreaks of sleet and rain on Thursday, but Friday and Saturday should both be sunny, although with highs, if you can call them that, of a mere 3 degrees.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Scott Ross on 123.
Out of sight.
Oh, yes.
Much more music.
You're better off when your radio's on.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Sweet.
You want, as long as you love me.
real banger there from Sigala and Bryn Christopher, Sweet Lovin', getting us underway for this Tuesday afternoon on the 1-2-3 show. I'm Scott Ross, and I'll be here with you until 3 o'clock this afternoon. First off, of course, a big thanks to the award-winning Michelle Ward for the past 3 hours of sensational radio. And on this show today, we're going to be reporting on a couple who, after moving into their new home, suddenly received a rather creepy letter from a previous owner, divulging secrets about the house. And of course, being a Tuesday, I'm going to be joined once more by Margaret Mills, who's going to be taking us back to the 23rd of June 1896. That's very, very close on the date anyway, when Mr. Adam Lovett claimed that he was owed £8 by Queen Victoria and demanded that she better cough up the readies post haste. Not only did the monarch fail to recompense him, but he was also fined for his troubles. And you can hear more at around 2:30. But in any case, let's kick things off musically with this one from The Trusted, who are getting tucked into some marrow. There from The Trusted, and that's Marrow. Okay, let's have a look at something you're getting up to on this coming Saturday, the 2nd of December, because there's a charity fun day which has been organised by A.E. Harnett & Sons, Greenacre Lane in Stock. This is a Christmas charity fun day taking place from 9:30 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon, raising money for St Luke's Hospice. Get along there and see live reindeers, Father Christmas, there's a sky chase, and Marshall from Paw Patrol. And you can get more information by going to the website aeharnettandsons.co.uk, or it might be easier to have a look at our website, phoenixfm.com. Follow the links to local events, and all the details are there right in front of your very eyes. And here's Emma Bunton.
FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Villa Riquet's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Scott Ross. One day, all DJs will be like this.
Sonny Go!
I'm holding on to something.
Jumping into the river. So how would you react if, having just moved into a new house, you received a letter from a previous owner suggesting that your property had some hidden secrets? Courtney and Matt had just barely unpacked when they received just such a letter. Apparently the letter had been sent from Canada by the last surviving member of the Madison family, who once owned the 130-year-old property house, who claimed and also that they'd grown up in it. Spookily, the letter went on to reveal a few secret rooms that may not have been mentioned by the historical society from whom they bought the house in New York State. Following the receipt of the letter, their first discovery was a secret compartment above the fireplace, which slid up to reveal a hoard of vintage liquor, unopened wine, beer, whiskey and sherry.
Wow!
Yeah, sounds to me like they hit the jackpot there. The letter also continued suggesting that the new occupants should check out a secret room in the bathroom located directly opposite the door in the wall. Courtney wasn't as wowed by this discovery as she might have been, claiming it was more of a creepy crawl space than a secret room. But she did find another huge hidden room directly across from her toilet, hidden behind some wall panelling. So now they're trying to decide just how to use this space. Well, we'd have no problem with us. We can fill every space going. A third hidden secret room was found in the basement, although it appears to be essentially inaccessible, seemingly being no more than a furniture-filled crawl space. Since moving in, the couple have also found other creepy items within the house, including a music box that plays a chilling version of the wedding march. How very, very strange and creepy. Anyway, just for them, here's Deacon Blue.
Sometimes he's walking home alone out on the
celebrating a new house there, Deacon Blue. Whether that house has got any secret spaces in it or not, we'll never know.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Well, A12 northbound has slow-moving traffic on the Chelmsford Bypass from Junction 18. That's the A414 Sandon to Junction 19 Boreham. And, of course, we still have the 40-mile-an-hour speed restriction and lane closures in force on the A12 between Junctions 13 and 16. That's for Ingatestone and Gallywood for resurfacing work. And just make a note that if you're heading from Chelmsford, you can't join the A12 if you're heading south on the 3 Mile Hill, the A414, but have to follow diversions through Ingatestone. And we also have temporary traffic signals in operation in Worley on Eagle Way at Essex Way. That's due to gas main work. As far as public transport is concerned, I can't see any problems on C2C or Greater Anglia. If, however, you are moving a London bound, just note that the Central Line is suffering from minor delays due to a shortage of trains. There are also minor delays on the Circle Line. That's also due to cancellations, so presumably a lack of trains. And the Hammersmith and City Line also has minor delays. That's due to an earlier points failure at Barking. Other than that, everything is hunky-dory. We'll have a further update for you at around about 25 past two. But at 1:28, you are fully up to speed. And here's Marshmallow, Pink and Sting, who are currently dreaming.
Will you stay with me? Will you be my love as the days get longer? Will you follow me? Never let me go. Let's keep dreaming.
Silence. I can hear your voice through all of the noise. Yeah, yeah. We'll keep dreaming.
Dreaming away, that's Marshmallow, Pink and Sting. And just a quick reminder, you're listening to me, Scott Ross, with Tuesday's edition of the 1-2-3 show here on Phoenix FM, where we're keeping radio both alive and local for you 24 hours a day. At 3, Keith Rogers is going to be deputising for Joe Bailey, who I believe is attending a special event at West Ham this afternoon. So Keith will be here on behalf of St Francis Hospice Drive. At 6, it's Ben Simmons with the show that goes like this. And then at 8, Rob Harvey will be inviting you to head off to Synth City once more.
Phoenix FM. It's love time.
98
You're insecure, don't know what for. You're turning heads when you walk through the door. Don't need makeup to cover up. Being the way that you are is enough.
Everyone else in the room can see it. Everyone else but you.
Still feel the same. No, you can't.
can't stand my face. Some scars you can't erase, babe. Guess you still feel the same. Well, I'll take all the vitriol, but not the thought of you moving on. 'Cause I'm not ready to find out you know how to forget me. I'd rather hear how much you regret me and pray to God that you never met me than forget me. Oh, I hate to know I made you cry, but love to know I crossed your mind, babe. Oh, even after all, it still wrecked me to find out you know.
Louis Capaldi and Forget Me, and before that, kicking off the Love Zone for this hour, it was One Direction and What Makes You Beautiful. Now, how would you like to get on Santa's nice list? Well, you can do that very easily by making a small donation to the Brentwood Food Bank today, and they will make certain that they put it all out on social media that you've been so kind. And Brentwood Food Bank, as we say, is part of the nationwide network of food banks supported by the Trussell Trust, who are working to combat poverty and hunger across the UK. And the big problem is that one in five of us now live below the poverty line, and half of those on universal credit ran out of food in just the past month and couldn't afford to buy any more. And with the cost of living getting worse, people are being dragged into debt and having to turn to food banks to survive. And of course, now the food banks are bracing themselves for their most challenging winter ever. So I know that the Brentwood Food Bank are especially grateful for all the donations they've received recently from people like the Paddle Cover Brentwood Shenfield Nursery, Creative Kids, Brentwood Sunday Football League, and others like Leaping Lilies Day Nursery, and many, many others. So please keep those donations coming in, as the food banks need all the help they can get. So if you feel you can help, please get in touch with them by calling 01277 224528. That's the Brentwood number, 01277 224528, and you can also email them at info@brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. Thanks very much for your help. And in the meantime, playing some games now, it's Ruby Cross.
Phoenix FM.
Hi, I'm Ben Simmons. Join me every Tuesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. 2 hours of ridiculous, hilarious, educational interactivity and a wide variety of good songs.
This is
the show
that goes like this.
Phew. Wasn't sure I was going to be able to fit all that into a 30-second.
Join BeFibre today for reliable, full-fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team, meaning someone is always on hand to answer any questions you may have. With BeFibre, there'll be no more kicking and screaming while you're clicking and streaming. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
It pays to listen.
I could have beer for breakfast, my sanity for lunch, trying to get over how bad I want you so much. Innocence for dinner, pour something in my cup, anything and everything just to fill me up. The night
Aura there, taking her poison. What a good idea. Anyway, this is the new one from Lenny Kravitz. Very unusual title. TK421. What's all that about? Lenny Kravitz and his new one, TK421. And this is also new from Duran Duran. Great new song there from Duran Duran. That's Anniversary. And to take us to news time at 2 o'clock, it's Tony Braxton.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.